In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Very reverend Father, reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shall
be. Well, today we have the 17th of Matthew, otherwise known as the Gospel of the Canaanite Woman. So it's an interesting story, first of all, because it looks like Christ is not being very nice in this story. So the Canaanite woman comes to him, and you remember at this point in time, he was going to the Jews, the house of Israel only. During his ministry, that's what he did. When he was going to lands outside, to Gentile lands, to Samaritan lands, is really what they ended up being, because Samaria was the closest non-pure Jewish land to Israel. So when he was going to these places, he was withdrawing. Why did he go to Tyre and Sidon, you know, the land of the Gentiles? He went there because he needed a break. And, you know, in a sense, he didn't need a break, but he allowed himself, because of his humanity, to take a break and also to teach us something. That you know, there's a reason why God gave us the Sabbath. There's a reason why he gave us the day of rest. And so this is what he was doing when he went to Tyre and Sidon, is he couldn't very well say, no, I'm done ministering to you. You people all just go away. So he withdrew for himself, for his disciples, and to teach us the importance of rest, the importance of rest given to us by God. So anyway, so he withdraws to Tyre and Sidon, and this woman comes to him and says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." Well, first of all, just, you know, the fact that she recognizes him as the Messiah, Son of David, is a messianic term. That's, you know, that shows her faith already. And then, but he didn't answer her, and so she kept kind of pushing on, she was, you know, pleading for her daughter. She was very tenacious in her prayer for her daughter. And so the disciples got annoyed with her and said, "Come on, you know, deal with her, send her away, do something so that she doesn't keep bugging us to have you heal her daughter." And then he said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Now, anyone of Middle Eastern descent here knows that, you know, we might say, "Oh, you dog," but we have pets as dogs. We love our dogs, those of us who love dogs. Some of us don't, but anyway, it's very different. It's like the worst insult in the Middle East to call someone a dog. And so we see this and we're like, "Oh yeah, that's kind of uncool." But that was a huge insult that would have been a huge insult to this woman. But Christ knew what he was doing. He knew her heart. And so he did this knowing that the glory of God would be shown through him basically humiliating her. Because, you know, we're taught, humble yourself or the Lord will humiliate you. Or really more, the Lord will allow you to be humiliated for your own salvation. But so anyway, it said, she responded, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." So not only did she lower herself to that level, but then she basically referred to them as masters. This could be taken two different ways. It could be taken as their master, meaning, basically in St. John Chrysostom, what he writes about it is that she wasn't just referring to him, the master, Christ, but was referring to the Jews. So in other words, she was humbling herself to the whole people of God, that he insulted her for not being part of the house of Israel. Then she humbly took that insult and lowered herself even further. And so what does this teach us? This teaches us our life of humility in Christ. Because then what does he say? He says, "Your faith has made you well." Well, she showed her faith because she recognized him as being the Son of David, the Messiah. But she even more showed her faith by humbling herself. Because that's what Christ came and did. Becoming one of us is the greatest act of humility in all of time. You know, even possibly more so than the ignoble death that he died on a cross. Just lowering himself to become one of us is like a greater, maybe a greater lowering of oneself. So this is the way that we should approach everything and everyone. If someone falsely accuses you of something, say forgive me, even if, you know, even if you didn't do it, because the fathers teach us that you know, we should say, I have done this and much worse. And even if you hadn't done that particular thing, we view sin not as an individual act, but as a disease. So if they accuse you of being prideful in something, know that you've probably been prideful in something else. If they accuse you for stealing something, know that even if you've never stolen something with your hands, you've stolen it in your heart when you've said, oh man, I really want so-and-so's this, that, or the other. You know, no matter what they accuse you of, you can find something like that. And you don't even have to go through that whole kind of mental game of, oh, what did I do? But instead you go, forgive me. And you use it for your salvation and for the salvation of the person who is accusing you. And this is what she did. He accused her of being a dog despite the fact that he created her. You know, I mean, it's kind of amazing. We obviously know when we think of that fact that he didn't think of her as a dog. He loved her very much. And at other points he talked about the other people who are not, the other sheep who are not part of his flock, meaning the Gentiles. So obviously he knew that the gospel would reach beyond the people of Israel, and that ultimately many of the people of Israel were like the children sitting at the table who drop the crumbs and don't care enough about the crumbs, don't care about the word of life, the bread that he is, and so then it spread to the rest of the world. But anyway, let us, like the Canaanite woman, be humble so as to take part in our salvation and the salvation of those around us. To the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.